This is the home of Union High School football. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Halftime here at Lee Snyder Field in Bixby. Some sense of normalcy returning with high school football. Nice crowd here tonight as well at the stadium. Union trailing 13-0 as we move to the half. We're going to introduce a very special segment coming up in a few minutes. Before we do, Tom Stockton, Bixby came out and scored in two plays and did exactly what we thought they would do. They go off the field next drive and then score again fairly quickly. What has Union adjusted to since then to help close them down a little bit?
Well, I think one thing, they're keeping the quarterback in the pocket a little bit better. Now, that he's doing a good job of throwing the ball on that, but I think they're keeping him in there, and then they're not giving up the big play. They haven't given up the big play in this second quarter near like they did in the first quarter.
And it was Braylon Presley who had that first big play, and they did run the exact same play later, which that's what you're going to do is go back to it. It didn't go for as much. But that guy is more than impressive, isn't he, Braylon Presley?
Oh, he's awesome and a quarterback. I had heard so much about that quarterback, and he's awesome. But if I'm Union right now, you can't be happy being down 13-0, but it could be worse.
It could. Now, here's the question, though. Offensively, they've had their moments, but then started to struggle a little bit. We saw two quarterbacks in the second quarter toward the end. We saw Tempest as well as Robon Banks. What do you adjust offensively to try to get more going?
Well, I think they just have to do what they do. You know, Robon Banks, they got to get the ball to A.J. and throw the short pass. I think Robon's better with the short pass. And just do what they do.
But as you mentioned, you have a new offensive coordinator in Dub, and so what they do is still somewhat new.
Right.
How hard does that make it?
Oh, I think it makes it a little harder. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, as I said earlier, nobody is any better with running an offense than Coach Maddox. And I, you know, I worked with him, and he was unbelievable. And I think as we get going, second half included, we get going a little bit, Union's going to adjust to it and do better.
Speaking of adjusting, and we were, this is going to be a year of adjustments.
Yeah.
Because as Kirk Frederick told me in his office on Wednesday, you can show up on a Wednesday and find out you don't have half your offensive line.
Right.
It does make it very difficult. So I asked him, how many guys do you train to play different positions?
Having the continuity together this season is going to be really tough. We're really kind of learning as we go. You start to look who can play multiple positions. It starts to become a little bit more real when you start thinking you may show up on Friday and you may not have that position. So two deep is no longer two deep anymore. It's three or four deep.
And Tom, that's not easy to do. Your two deep has to go from two deep to five deep. And now, I mean, they're cross-training nose guards to be snappers and that kind of thing and tight ends. You've got to have versatile athletes, but it may be survival of the fittest when we're all done.
That's all you can do is what you have to do. Luckily, both of these schools have a lot of players and a lot of talent. So even if a guy hasn't played a whole bunch, give him some reps, and I think he'll adjust to it.
And they're going to have to because of what else? COVID-19.
When people say week to week, it's definitely, it's becoming day to day as it gets closer. And getting through you got a chance of not having your full unit together. It could be somebody potentially sick, but it may have nothing to do with COVID, but you don't let them come. I mean, you're doing the safety protocols to allow us to continue to play.
You know, and he makes a great point there. So a guy could be sick, but it's not COVID, but you still can't let him play for a while because you have to follow the safety protocols or no one can play.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine what it's like because you have to get tested. You have to wear a mask everywhere you go. Then there's that struggle between doing online school or doing in person. People feel like if you do it in person, you're more likely to get the COVID. It's you can't win.
Well, it's going to be an interesting year. There's no question.
No.
And people are going to have to deal with things, and all these coaches will. So whoever wins this state championship, A, was lucky and got through with the least guys had a problem, or he's a magician.
Yeah.
And he deserves coach of the year either way. All right, we're going to take a halftime break. Bixby leading 13-0 over Union. When we come back, a very special halftime interview. Doc Levin's final interview here. We'll review Doc's story, and you'll hear from him and Ricky Stromberg, former Union star, when we return on KRMG 13-0 Bixby. This is Redskins Football.
Hey, what's going on? This is Natalie, and my guys at Tulsa AAMCO not only repair and replace transmissions, they do brakes too. And this month, Tulsa AAMCO wants to keep you and your family safe with a back-to-school brake special for only $199.99 for most cars or $249.99 for most trucks. Some restrictions apply.
Get it solved, get it right, get it quick, get it done. For total car care, AAMCO's number one.
Get more details at any Tulsa or Oklahoma City AAMCOs because they are all owned by my friends Thomas and Rhonda. Nationwide coverage on any AAMCO service, including brake repairs. And remember, AAMCO is the nation's leader in transmission repair, so don't spend one dime on a transmission repair without getting a free second opinion at my AAMCOs. In OKC and Tulsa at 41st and Harvard, 15th and Memorial, or now in Broken Arrow, just one block east of Main Street on 71st. Do like me and trust Tulsa AAMCO to fix it right the first time. AAMCO.
Don't let car problems ruin your fun. For total car care, AAMCO's number one.
AAMCO.
AAMCO.
When severe weather threatens your home and family, Fox 23 helps you protect what matters most.
Throughout every dangerous storm, you'll see us on every screen.
On TV, your phone, and your video streaming devices.
We'll even send you Fox 23 weather alerts to your smartwatch.
And when your eyes are on the road, you'll hear us on 102.3 KRMG.
So you'll always get our latest alerts wherever you go.
Keep your family safe every day. Turn to the Fox 23 Severe Weather Team.
It's time to find great value at New Balance Tulsa's anniversary sale. Save $10 when you purchase one pair of shoes and $25 when you purchase two pair. Enjoy great deals throughout the store. Visit today.
New Balance Tulsa in Utica Square.
When you get glasses or an eye exam at Dr. Jeff Long's Children and Family Eye Care, part of your purchase supports their Specs program and provides a free eye exam and glasses to someone in need. Go to KRMG.com and submit for yourself or someone else that needs this gift.
Catch every moment of Union High School football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
We are back in Bixby at Lee Snyder Field. We are at halftime. Union trailing 13-0 to the Bixby Spartans. We are dedicating this entire football season to Doc Blevins. Everybody who is a Union football fan knows that name, and everyone knew Doc. Doc was with Union for dozens of years, decades, and not just as a football sideline reporter. I worked with him for 20 years that way, but he was a PA announcer. He did some play-by-play a long time ago, and I mean 70s. Doc Blevins was a pastor who touched thousands of lives and thousands of players' lives. He had a series of strokes, and he died in January of this year. I was honored to be able to speak at his memorial service at Union, and his funeral, had it not been for some concerns about things like, oh, the cold and some other issues with, they wanted to be somewhat private, would have been attended by thousands as well. Well, Doc did our sidelines, and he did our halftime interviews. And the thing about Doc's halftime interviews is he'd pick someone that you might not ever have heard of. Now, he'd talk to Emily, the AD, and he'd talk to Kurt, and he would talk to, you know, the superintendent. But Doc would get the guy who empties trash in the bathroom, and he'd make him interesting. And he was interested in their story, and that's why Doc was special, because he was interested in you. Well, we are going to play for you Doc's last halftime interview. It was at the Broken Arrow playoff game last year. Ricky Stromberg, the former Union player, was at the game, now at Arkansas, and here's Doc. His final interview here on KRMG.
It is halftime, and my halftime guest is Ricky Stromberg. Most of you remember Ricky because he was about, what, a four-year starter, Rick?
Or 3 years.
3 year starter for Union. I've known him since he was a little elementary kid.
Yes.
And he had two older brothers that I got to work with. But yeah. Ricky now plays for the University of Arkansas. And at one time, Ricky, it said on CBS Sports, they said, you were one of four freshmen in the entire Southeastern Conference that were starting at a true freshman, starting on the offensive line. I think Arkansas is playing a few more freshmen now, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, they're playing Trey Knox as a freshman wide receiver and Traylon Burks, freshman wide receiver, too.
Well, were you surprised? We're going to talk some other things about Arkansas that have been in the news lately. But were you surprised at the immediate success you had there?
Yes, I was very surprised. I was expecting to go in, and I was expecting to redshirt. Expecting to, you know, use class. Weight room was my best friend to get stronger and bigger. I was not expecting any of this. It was a huge surprise to me.
Well, we're all proud of you. And even when I don't watch the games live, I DVR them so I can watch your blocks. But you you did, first of all, you were committed to the University of Tulsa. Later in the process, as more schools started talking to you, you decided to go to Arkansas. How tough a decision was that?
For me, it wasn't a tough decision because my dream was always to play Power 5 football, preferably Big 12, Big 10, or SEC, and so happened Arkansas for me, so it worked out pretty good.
Now, you were talking to OU during that period.
Yeah, I was talking to OU. They didn't have a lot of scholarships left because it was really late by the signing period, so I was going to gray shirt. But I decided, you know, I kind of waited out, and Arkansas happened. It was a blessing.
Well, a lot of things have happened there, and this past week, the coach was dismissed, and I know that, that's hard on players, that's hard on assistant coaches, that's hard on everybody. But at the same time, you know, my observations and my messages back and forth with you, you seem to be handling it okay.
Yeah, I understand that's the business side of college football. Things are going to happen like that, so I just, you know, that's how to deal with it, the way I dealt with it.
Ricky, going into your senior year in high school, you actually kind of remade your body. You lost some weight, played a little lighter weight that year than you had before. You were quicker. Now, you've gone over there, and I think you told me they've actually put quite a bit of weight back on you, but you haven't lost any quickness.
No, yeah, I went in there at 255, and I'm up to 285 right now, so a lot of good weight on. A little bit of bad weight, but you gotta have some fat playing our line, so.
Well, you look better than you did when you were heavier than you needed to be, probably.
Yes, sir.
So, what's it been like this week? I mean, were you all kind of knowing something was going to happen before that final game?
Well, when we lost to Western Kentucky, I was kind of expecting it. I thought it was going to happen right there. And it did, so I just took it. And, you know, it sucks, but I had to go with it. And I just kind of went into the week just preparing myself and just like I always do for games and, you know, just trusting Coach Lunny.
So, well, and we bring up Coach Lunny. I had the privilege. He might not remember me, but he played baseball as well as football, and he was playing baseball at the same time that one of Union's all-time great baseball players, Ryan Whitaker, who was the Oklahoma High School Baseball Player of the Year his junior and senior years, winning back-to-back state champions in 89 and 90, he was playing there, and he and Barry were teammates, and so I got to know him through Ryan, and really respected him. Saw him at, like, he would come to the TU camps with the high school teams he was coaching, and everybody thinks very, very highly of him. He's a local boy. He played there. Is there any chance you think he would be looked at?
I think so, because he's been there for 7 to 8 years now. He bleeds Razorback blood. He loves the Hogs. So I mean, I could see that. You know, if we beat LSU or Missouri, that's he can get our first SEC win in the first 2 years. You know, I can see them considering that.
Well, I really think if you beat LSU, people would be paying attention, since they're number one in the country right now.
That'd be awesome.
You knew about SEC competition before you went over there, and the SEC West is just loaded. But were you surprised about how good it was?
No, I expected it just like it was supposed to be. Going against guys from Auburn, Derrick Brown, he'll be a top 10 draft pick. Raekwon Davis from Alabama, I mean, those guys, I expect exactly what they're going to be. It's big, strong, fast guys.
Yeah, and you've been holding your own against them, though.
Yeah.
Now, were you a little bit surprised by the attitude of some of the fans? I saw some text messages back and forth that you got. Some people weren't very kind. You were playing great, but you got some people that probably need a life, but you just learned to ignore that stuff.
Yeah, I don't get on social media. I mean, I get on social media, I see it, I just ignore it, though. I mean, I ignore all that stuff.
Well, what do you think about the future of your program? We're going to get back talking about you in a minute, but what do you think about the future of the program there, get the right coach in and everything, and the recruiting had gone well?
Yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes. I think we're headed in the right direction, especially with Luddy being the head coach right now. You know, I just think it's heading in the right direction, and I'm excited to see where it goes, really.
Well, I want to remind people you're listening to Union High School Football on KRMG. 102.3 and 740 a.m. And the score is 14-7 in favor of Union, leading the defending state champion Broken Arrow Tigers here at halftime. And our guest is Ricky Stromberg, who was a three-year starter on the offensive line at Union. And, you know, Ricky, last year you got to play some defense.
Yeah, I missed those
some
days.
Other things, too. You do miss that.
Yeah, defense was so fun. I loved it.
Would they ever consider moving into that side in Arkansas?
No, I don't think so. It'd be cool, though, but no.
Okay. You know, Ricky, growing up, you played baseball, you played basketball, and football, and then you narrowed it down to football when you started getting pretty big. And we knew from when you were little you were going to be really big.
Yeah.
You were a big little person.
Yeah.
But, you know, are you glad with the decisions that you made along the way?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Going to Union, it's a great high school. Made a lot of friends, graduated, went to Arkansas, only 2 hours away from home. I love the area. Fayetteville's really nice. It's a blessing. It all fit in perfectly.
Now, I have a standing promise to you right now, and I don't know if you've checked it out on your own. Have you been to AQ Chicken yet?
I have not. I've not tried it.
Well, that will happen when football's over,
yeah.
And I'll just come over and we'll go. And I've introduced many, many people to AQ Chicken.
I'm excited to try it.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And, I am prejudiced about it, but it is really good. Your time at Union, you go in and you have early success as a true freshman. How did the coaching you got at Union, the strength and conditioning, all that, help get you ready for?
Yeah, it was great. They ran practices just like how we run practices in Arkansas. So when I came there and we were doing fall camp practices, they were running it just like how we were at Union. So Coach Kyle does a great job with the guys, all that stuff. So, yeah.
Well, who is your offensive line coach?
Coach Fry.
Say that last name.
Coach Fry.
And where did he come from? You may not know. I don't know.
Clemson came from.
Well, that's not a bad place to go.
Yeah, he was at Clemson, SMU, and then came to Arkansas.
Okay. Well, you know, Chad Morris coached at
SMU,
at Clemson,
and then
went to SMU. I could see where that tie-in would be. Who's the best team you've seen this year so far in terms of who you played so far?
Definitely Auburn. Derrick Brown. Yeah, they're just stud. He's going to make a lot of money in the NFL.
Well, and you know, Auburn can still mess up some people.
Oh, yeah. They got Georgia, then they got the Iron Bowl with Alabama. So
And that's like.
That doesn't matter who's better. I mean, that's just a rivalry.
Iron Bowl's like OU Texas.
Exactly.
You're not sure.
It's bad blood.
That doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
What are your goals right now? I mean, I know, do you feel like there's aspects of your game that you can improve?
My technique can get better. Really, my goal is this season to finish out healthy. I want to finish out healthy. I want to beat LSU. I've always had a dream to play at LSU in a night game. I've always seen it on TV. That's always been a thing to me I've always wanted to do. So those things right there, and then focusing on offseason, I want to get bigger and stronger, and I want to get more like, I want to lose a little bit of body fat, put a little more muscle on, and those type of things.
Well, you're looking good. Now,
yeah,
I got a little hoodie on and coats and stuff like that, but you're looking good. Now, let me just ask you this. The people you've heard mentioned for coach, and really Coach Lenny's not being mentioned too much, but of the people you've heard mentioned for that, is there somebody that kind of excites you if they could get him?
Yeah, I heard of Mike Leach. Me and my dad really like Mike Leach. I heard he's a funny guy, and I've seen some press conferences.
He is different.
Yeah, he cracks me up. He'd be a really cool guy to play for. I've heard of Bob Stoops, too, I believe, and the Memphis head coach, I don't know his name.
Jay, I think it is, Norville.
Yeah. I've heard of him. I went on a visit to Memphis, so I know he's about.
Some of the websites you're talking about, maybe the coach at Minnesota.
Minnesota. I've heard the Georgia offensive line coach, Pittman, he might come to be. The Arkansas fans love him. I've heard a lot of talk about that.
And the ace in the hole there, if he would do it, is that everybody over there wants Gus Malzahn.
He's
That was his dream job.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
got
exactly.
a pretty
that
good
was,
job right
yeah,
now.
He's got a good job right now. Yeah, that was his dream job. I remember hearing about that. Yeah.
Well, you never know. You never know because it just goes a different way. So, yeah. Well, Ricky Stromberg, it has been great having you here at
Halftime.
Thank
you for having me, yeah.
You know, when we say once a Redskin, always a Redskin, you take that very seriously. This is at least twice that I've got to visit with you at a game since you went over to Arkansas.
Yeah, so you've been, Bobby's been able to come back.
You come back to every opportunity that you can.
Yeah.
Good luck the rest of the year at Arkansas.
Thank you.
Good
yeah.
luck against LSU.
Thank you.
That's always a good game.
Yeah.
So I hope it is this year.
Yeah,
thanks for being with us.
That is Doc Blevins in his very last halftime interview here on KRMG. As I mentioned, Doc had a series of strokes, and he died in January of this year. So don't be confused by that halftime score. This is not Union Broken Arrow. It's not a playoff game. This is Union Bixby. The Redskins trail by a score of 13-0, but we wanted to play Doc's last interview just to honor Doc Blevins and just give a look back at what he did for us. I mean, you can hear that interview there with Ricky Stromberg. Not only was it interesting, partially because he knows him so well, but that was the key, and that's what you can't replace two things with Doc Blevins. Number one, how he cared about people and made them important, and you felt that way when he was around you. But secondly, his depth of knowledge here, because no one has been around longer than Doc Blevins, and this school will miss him greatly. We'll be dedicating the entire season to him. And by the way, they kept talking about all those coaches. Arkansas hired Sam Pittman, the offensive line coach at Georgia, to be their head football coach, none of the guys that we heard mentioned. So we just wanted to play that one time, and we'll, in the next week or two, we will have ourselves a new sideline guy, but tonight we wanted to leave it up to Doc. All right, we're at halftime. Bixby leads 13-0. We'll come back with some stats and get the second half underway. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Buying, building, or refinancing? Take advantage of historically low mortgage rates. First Priority Bank in Tulsa and in Pryor are positioned to give you the most competitive mortgage rates in the market. First Priority's mortgage department will give you the kind of personal attention you deserve, along with the ability to make loan decisions quickly, because they're a locally owned bank. If you're looking to build a new home, check with First Priority Bank, because they specialize in new construction loans, and they have easy terms to make building your dream home come true. Or if you're in the market to refinance your current home, then let First Priority Bank's mortgage team go to work for you. They offer a wide selection of home loan solutions. Conventional, FHA, VA, Native American 1-84, and rural development home loans that can be tailored to fit your situation. And with flexible 15, 20, and 30-year terms that make getting a mortgage hassle-free. Get more info by calling 918-369-2424. Or visit firstprioritybank.com for details about loan costs and terms. First Priority Bank is an equal housing lender.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the free KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Halftime at Lee Snyder Field in Bixby, where the Redskins trail 13-0 to the Bixby Spartans.